Blog Talk Radio.
Like in that song is they threw an American flag in our face. What does that mean? What does that mean? But it's not as bad as, what is it, the boss of New Jersey? Bruce Springsteen, who said that he was sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Why, were they all white in South Vietnam? I thought we were fighting for the South Vietnamese to keep them from being swallowed up by the North Vietnamese, just like we fought for South Korea to keep it from being swallowed up by the North Koreans. Yes, Bruce Springsteen, never trust a singing Democrat. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. This is our leisure time exercise, and I'm watching people getting hit by cars crossing the street playing with their iPads. It's a new hobby I have. Oh, there's another one. Yeah, these people are going to get killed. Man, did you see that thing on that Korean ship, the Korean ferry? They overloaded it with cars. They had 180 cars and the limit was 150. Man, you know, people really pushed the envelope. And they had 250 violations. Yeah. Oh, man. Nobody pays attention. You see the hill in Afghanistan? It came down and swallowed up a whole village. A lot of tragedy out there in the world. And we live in the greatest country in the world, and we're destroying it ourselves. Yeah. Yeah. What did you do today to destroy your country? Oh, I'm watching one of these communist networks, and they're doing... it was on Al Jazeera. Keep an eye on Al Jazeera. They have an ultimate goal, and it hasn't surfaced yet. But keep an eye on it. I get a kick out of it. They're on the border. They're covering immigration. Did you ever try and get into Qatar? Huh? You want to have some fun? Try and get into Qatar. Al Jazeera is owned by the Al Thani family, who runs Qatar. When you get into Qatar and you ask for a phone book, they're undercover. Yeah. Unbelievable. All of those little sheikdoms, and always the boss is undercover of the phone book. The boss also gets a cut on the phone action. Yeah, if it's a 10 cents a call, the sheik, he gets a penny. That's where the word shakedown comes from. Yeah, now it's been adopted by the Communist Party of North America, formerly the Democrats. They're doing all the shakedowns. And I'm watching Fox today, and they're debating on taxes for people that use the highways. And guys are saying, listen, you know, I don't drive a car. I shouldn't have to pay the taxes. What do? You ride a bus? What is it, a bus with no wheels? These people are all full of crap. I never seen so much crap. My cesspool wasn't that full. Oh, man, it was terrible. And then I see, and back on Al Jazeera again, I turn on, and they're doing the pollution of the Chesapeake. And they got this ass there with a southern accent from the EPA. He's got his white hat on, and he's showing the pollution in the Chesapeake. And he says it's due to the farmers. So we're going to have to find the farmers out of business, and then we won't have anything to eat but fish and oysters. And you know what the cameramen do? They set it all up. They set it all up. It's like a Kennedy campaign in West Virginia. You ever see a Kennedy campaign in West Virginia? They bring, they go find an abandoned building, an abandoned house that's totally run down, and they put in a family there and bring them out on the porch. Then from the Kennedy truck, they bring out the old washer with the wringer on top. And they stand the kids around. They put the kids in dirty clothes and dirty faces. And then a Kennedy stands in front of them and goes, 300 million kids in the United States go to bed hungry every night. And he gets elected. Then he takes the wash machine. They go back up to Massachusetts, put it in the garage until next election. So this is a tactic. And now I'm looking at the Chesapeake and the pollution of the Chesapeake, and the farmers have to go. They have to be destroyed and seize their land and give it to Harry Reid. And what they're saying, they show, so they know what they do. They scan, they show, you know, this used to be all grass in here, and they show two tires in the water. And I'm looking, and I'm saying, everybody that looks at it, said, look at that, they dump their tires in the water. Do you know that oystermen use tires to start clam beds? They ain't going to tell you that. But for some reason, tires make a good home for very, very small clams that are just starting to develop. Yeah, they're B.F. Goodrich clams. It's true. I saw them. I was down in Virginia. I own property down there in the Chesapeake. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Pristine. Pristine. Don't let these communists that never left the big city tell you that the Chesapeake is in bad shape. And if it is in bad shape, we got to clean it up. And you don't clean it up by driving farmers off their land. And you know what? One day, all you'll be able to eat is fish because you killed all the farmers. And there'll be no cows either. That's another BS story. The big BS story they're doing, pollution. Pollution is the highest. This is the headline. Pollution is the highest in a billion years. Holy crap. In a billion years? Let me check the Torah. The Torah goes back to 5,700 years. I thought Adam and Eve were the first two people. Oh, a billion, we're going back a billion. Pollution, the highest in a billion years. Oh, my God. What, dinosaur flatulence caused all that? It's unbelievable, man. What a bunch of phonies. They're all making money on make-believe industry. We can't make anything. We can't get out of our own way. And I'm listening to the health news on Fox, and there's 300,000 Americans got VD, sexually transmitted diseases, and the mumps. Oh, man, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We can't even get out of our own way, and that's another thing. Now the news is coming out that the graduating class of the days of our lives is lazy. They can't get a job because they're lazy. So laziness has now affected the population of the United States. And I look at pictures of 1938 when they were building the Empire State Building. And guys were lined up across the street waiting for somebody to fall off the building so they could go get a job. And a big line. And guys were selling apples. And now we got Grey Poupon communists all over the place, especially in Rutgers, where a minority went and threatened the school that there would be trouble if they allowed Condoleezza Rice to speak. So Condoleezza Rice took the smart way out, as she said, I don't want to ruin anybody's graduation, and if the communists, that little minority, wants to play the race card on me, and they're blaming her for war. These people cause wars, and they don't show up to fight them. They all have to be forced at gunpoint to the front. Yeah, and the Canadian border gets closed because Canada doesn't want them either. Yeah, minorities have taken over the colleges. Most colleges are now run by the Communist Party of North America. And the majority just soldiers on, just keeps on going. It's unbelievable, man. I guess Americans like to be pushed around. Yeah, oh, I'm going to school. Oh, that's another thing. Oh, one out of five girls in college get raped. Nice, isn't that nice? Boy, I can't wait to go to school. Yeah, and you go and you file a complaint and they tell you better to keep your mouth shut because it doesn't look good on your resume if you're a rape victim. Nobody will believe you. It is terrible, man. Girls, get guns. Go join the NRA tomorrow. Go out there, get your gun treatment. That's right. You get your nails done, you get your hair done, and then you get a gun. Oh, man. Let me give you a tune. You know what? We'll do the odds of America surviving.
Chances that you were a stay. I kept on playing.
Play, play, play.
Just for
Cinco de Mayo Day, and followed up by Obamacare healthcare, which is Cinco de Shippo Day. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The government of Mexico was totally responsible for this invasion, and they owe us for the care and welfare of the Mexican people who are here and are Mexican citizens. So let's see what we got going here. Do you want to find out what's going on in the Middle East from a Christian perspective? This is the Shabbat newsletter. Distribution list of smoking gun Benghazi email included Muslim Brotherhood agent. Okay, Walid Shabbat, you know that big scam where they try to blame that one guy that made a Mohammed porn movie. You know, up until the time that he was on YouTube. That thing was on YouTube up until the time that Hillary Clinton said it was the movie. The guy had 57 hits. Unbelievable. So here's what the smoking gun email that reveals who instructed Susan Rice to blame the Benghazi attack on a video. I want to know where Obama was. That's the first question. Where was Obama exactly? What was he doing for that whole situation and nightmare? Also exposes a recipient named Mehdi K. Al-Hassani. Al-Hassani was the leader of the Muslim Student Association that's taking over all of the universities, a Muslim Brotherhood front group, and attended the sister mosque of the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center, the mosque that was attended by the Boston Marathon bombers. It is a mystery how Al-Hassani slipped through the cracks to become a special assistant to the Office of the Chief of Staff, National Security Council Staff, and Executive Office of the President. It is unknown why a few hours before the Benghazi attack, Al-Hassani met in the White House with Samir Meyakar, a George Soros fellow, for an unscheduled visit. Interesting. Want to read more? Okay, what does this say here? From Benjamin Rhodes. This is a copy by Walid Shabbat, Shabbat exclusive. The smoking gun email. So this is the email from Benjamin Rhodes, Friday, September the 14th, 2012, 8:09 p.m. Vega Dag, NSC Deputy Press Secretary, Plouf, David, Pfeiffer, Dan, Carney, Jay, Palmieri, Jennifer, Ernst, Joshua R., Gavashiri, Farrell, Ledbetter, Howell, Howley, Jay, Selak, Dawn, Brundage, Daniel, Pelton, and then circled with a big red pen, Al Hassani, Mehdi K. Prep call with Susan, Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Released in part B6, goals, these are the goals, to convey that the United States is doing everything that we can to protect our people and facilities abroad. What a bunch of crap. On 911, you didn't wake up from the first 911 call in 93 when they tried to blow the Clinton Towers down? To underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video, they got this circled, and not a broader failure of policy. So they were CYA and all over the place. To show that we will be resolute in bringing harm Americans to justice. They did nothing. They gave Osama more time to get away. They gave Osama 4 months to get away. I personally think that Obama is jealous of Osama bin Laden. To reinforce the president, but that's, you know, conjecture. To reinforce the president and administration's strength and steadiness in dealing with difficult channels. What a bunch of crap. He's the worst president in the history of the country. He just passed Jimmy Carter. Why did al-Hassani receive a smoking gun email? It is obvious that as a Muslim Brotherhood operative, al-Hassani wanted to blame the video for the violence that erupted in the Middle East. Shubat reported just 2 days after the attacks, these forces had been hard at work on that very agenda. This aligned the Muslim fundamentalists with the Obama administration in at least one respect. Each had a stake in blaming the video. As to al-Hassani's, folks, you got to get on this guy's website. It's shubat.com, I believe. Let me just see. Yeah, shubat, that's a shoe and a bat, .com. And let's see what it says, because he's got pictures and everything. And as to al-Hassani's affiliations with Islamic groups, the proof is found in a document published by the Islamic Institute of Boston entitled Participants at the Citizens Dialogue Group. One of the participants of this U.S. State Department initiative was Mehdi al-Hassani. In his bio, al-Hassani is identified as a student of George Washington University, who was president of the Muslim Student Association, MSA, there from 2005 to 2006, and who served as an intern at both the White House and the U.S. State Department. This is worse than when the Rosenbergs and all of the communists infiltrated the government back in World War II. There is overwhelming evidence that MSA is a Muslim Brotherhood front. Okay, now they got a picture. Muslim Brotherhood infiltrates Obama administration. Six American Islamic activists who work with the Obama administration are Muslim Brotherhood operatives who enjoy strong influence over U.S. policy. And they got the names of Arif Ali Khan, Mohammed Aliberia, Rashad Hussein Salam El Marati, Imam Mohammed Majid, and Ibu Patel. Wonderful, wonderful. The MSA branch of GWU has a checkered past. As Shubat.com revealed, former deputy chief of staff and close advisor to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, served on the board of GWU's MSA in 1997, a year after she was hired by Clinton. In light of what we now know about al-Hassani's involvement and Abedin's affiliations, should put closure to a smear campaign against Representative Michelle Bachmann, who was at the forefront of bringing the issue of Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of the U.S. government. probably more alarming is that 4 years later, none other than Anwar al-Awlaki, the inspiration for Fort Hood jihadist Nidal Malik Hassan, would become a chaplain to that MSA order, which al-Hassani later led. It is a mystery as to why records indicate that al-Hassani had used two different middle names and is also identified as Mehdi C. al-Hassani in the Smoking Gun email. He is identified as Mehdi K. al-Hassani. In addition to the work history that includes time at the State Department is a branch of the UN, and the UN does not like the United States. In White House, al-Hassani has also worked at the Arab American Institute, which actively collaborates with the Arab American Action Network, AAAN, and CARE. Wow, that's interesting. The AAAN was founded in Chicago by Rashid Khalidi, who was the director of the PLO press agency at a time when the PLO was designated as a terrorist organization. Khalidi is also a friend of President Barack Obama. Wasn't he the guy that loaned him money to buy a house? And they got a picture of Obama at a table with Michelle, and Obama's got a lot of hair. When he was younger, al-Hassani, Rashid Khalidi and the Obamas in 2003. When he was younger, al-Hassani attended what has since become the much larger Islamic Center of Boston, ICB, in Wayland, Massachusetts. The ICB is the sister mosque to the Islamic Society of Boston, ISB, which was founded by convicted terrorist Abdul Rahman al-Mudi with the active assistance of Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader Yusuf al-Qaradawi. The ICB was constructed by the ISB for the purpose of interfaith outreach. Today, the imams for both mosques serve on the Imams Ashura Council. Boston Marathon bombers Zokar and Tamerlane Zaranev intended the ISB mosque. When the FBI director, Robert Mueller, was asked during a congressional hearing if he knew that the ISB was founded by al-Mudi, a terrorist convicted and sentenced on Mueller's watch, Mueller said no. Mueller was nothing but a patsy. That's all he was. He was a cover-up artist for Muslim terrorists. Never did anything. All he did was protect the mosques, never protect the American people. Two Muslims, who joined al-Hassani in the Citizen Dialogue excursion to Europe were Dr. Yahya Basha and Farah Pandith, both of whom have had access to the halls of U.S. power for years. My friends, you got to take the money away from Congress. You got to stop this campaign contribution crap. And you got to get rid of all the lobbies in Washington. You want your country back, you want your vote to count, you got to take away their financing. They cannot raise more than $1 per American voter, or any voter for that matter. And that includes corporations. Basha, you got to get rid of the champagne contributions and the lobbies. Until you do not have a country. And nobody's talking about it, and that's why you should be looking at it. Basha was part of delegations that had access to the Oval Office during the Bush administration in the days after 9/11, and everybody's still annoyed about Bush flying out the sorties after there was a curfew on flying planes. Yeah, and currently sits on the board of the highly suspected Syrian Emergency Task Force, SETF, with former Dar el-Hijra Mosque chairman Bassam Estwani, as reported by Shubat. This guy Shubat is a protectorate of the United States. This guy is doing all this on his own, and he'll be taken out when he gets too close. And he has one girl, one lady that's also that works a similar type of situation. Her name is Bridget Gabriel. And she's also good, and she's screaming and blowing whistles all over the place, but nobody's listening to her because you have a communist press that covers up all of the sins of the Communist Party. Estwani approved the hiring of al-Awlaki as the imam of his mosque, had a relationship with al-Moody, and welcomed al-Qaradawi into his mosque, as Ashubata.com revealed. Mosques have got to be staging areas for a jihad. Pandit has been photographed with Clinton's close advisor and deputy chief of staff, Huma Abedin, as well as Abedin's mother, Saleha Abedin, who is a leader of the Muslim Sisterhood, as revealed by Shubat. And there's Pandit with Muslim Sisterhood leaders, Saleha Abedin, and behind him is a picture of Obama and Hillary, Ratman Clinton. Okay. The day before the smoking gun email by the White House Deputy Ben Rhodes was sent to al-Hassani, Pandit joined Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the Ben Franklin room. Oh, my God. No, no. Room of the State Department to celebrate a Muslim holiday. Her and her husband were renting out the Lincoln bedroom for kinky crap, and now they're defecating in the Ben Franklin room with terrorists. Also joining Pandit and Clinton was Libya's ambassador to the U.S., who 1 year earlier spoke at the ISNA convention and was introduced by CARE, Chicago's executive director. He's got a video. It is clear that a White House employee, al-Hassani, with ties to groups and individuals who sought to blame the video to undermine the First Amendment, was one of the recipients of the smoking gun email. As soon as he was part of the Obama administration's effort to blame the video as well. And then there's some comments. One guy says they're getting scary. And a lady says, and the plot thickens. And another guy says, great work and research, Walid. The implication in Benghazi are becoming clearer by the day. Americans do not know or understand how far we are compromised from within. Man, we are. We are definitely. We are rotten to the core. That is a real story and quite scary because there is time left for more destruction. That's why he's going to be impeached. I think we're going to have no choice but to impeach this president and bust up the czars. I believe this administration has been infiltrated by Muslim Brotherhood, some secretly and some by being openly appointed. We have this primarily because of not properly vetting and exposing the one who was elected president. Amen. Amen. Here's a problem with this situation. Well-informed citizens know it is part of their modus operandi to lie and deceive to further their agenda. Many citizens are of the opinion this administration is ruining the country and aiding the enemy. Without a doubt, he's going to open the gates of the country to our enemies, and we're all going to get murdered in our sleep. But does this administration officially recognize the Muslim Brotherhood as an enemy? No. Well, I got to tell you something. When it gets real hot and heavy, there are going to be roundups. And it's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to be pleasant. Even after comparing their worldwide agenda to our founding principles and Judeo-Christian background, so if the citizens rebel against Mueller, did a terrible job as the FBI. The more I think of it, the more it annoys me. He was nothing but a melon. If the citizens rebel against this current tread, then the citizens are the one officially guilty of sedition and/or treason. Are we already at that point? Even if common sense tells you that the government is becoming a traitor to the nation and aiding the enemy, this is like what seems to be one of the aims of the Brotherhood in this administration, making it illegal to criticize Islam while leaving it open season on Christianity and Judaism. Walid, Keith, Ted, help me out here. Befriending and arming terrorists is tricky business, kind of like driving around Iraq waiting to get blown up. Another guy says, Schubert is still around, eh? The fool was exposed as a liar years ago. Will the fascists never learn? That guy's a communist. Anybody that uses the word fascist is a communist. The fascists are in the White Hut, stupid troll. That's a response. Liar? Really how? By CNN's slanderous bomb throwers, Drew Griffin and Anderson Cooper. And they're credible. Why? Oh, maybe you mean Christopher Hedges as a far-left hack. Why should he be believed? Liberal hacks are completely objective, right? Perhaps you're referring to a hit-and-run Jerusalem Post piece by Georg Lukin that was rebuked by the Post itself. Bring it, schmear merchant. You won't, though, because backing up libel is an oxymoron. Oh, that's from Schubert. Schubert does. He fights his own blogs on the blog site. You do know that bearing false witness is a violation of one of the commandments, right? Assuming you're not an atheist. Oh, Schubert's tough. Still around a thorn in your flesh, a CNN and your devils did not win, did they? And Janet is saying, so you're saying Schubert edited this Benghazi email? Look at yourself in the mirror, fool. And there's Schwarminator. Everyone that posts on this site should send this report to all their representatives in Washington, D.C., as well as their annex offices. Email and send hard copies as well. I personally believe when you send anything to Washington, it goes in the file 13. Not good. Well, let's see what where are we here? We're back. Okay. We're going to play you a tune. This is an Irish tune called The Nation Once Again. That's when they were trying to unite. They're still not united, but they keep trying. And we're starting to go into the disintegration of the 50 United States.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. And from that time through wild woe, that hope had shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to my bidding, my spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to wade, nor can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again.
Okay. That should be our song, too, A Nation Once Again. because the communists have splintered us into a million pieces. They've shattered the great mosaic. Yeah. Christie's Islam Problem Getting Bigger. This is from the Shubat Foundation by a guy named Ben Barak, or Ben Barak. The imam of a New Jersey mosque that Governor Chris Christie continues to express support for has added to his terrorist rap sheet by welcoming a virulent anti-Semite who sees the solution to the Jews as Hitler did into his mosque to raise funds for Syrian terrorists. By not denouncing Mohammed Khatani, who leads the Islamic Center of Passaic County in New Jersey, Christie further implicates himself as an aider and abettor of America's very racist enemies. The hypocritical irony is that it's Christie who plays the race card against anyone who points out such things. Early this year, Rateb al-Nablusi went on a tour inside the U.S. to raise money for Syrian terrorists and was permitted to do so because he was issued a U.S. visa. One of his tour stops was the mosque of Christie friend Khatani. Khatani, Christie friend in whose mosque al-Nablusi raised money for terrorists. Earlier this year, Shubat.com reported on an entrusted friendship between former Dar el-Hijra Mosque chairman Bassam Estewani and the Rateb al, can you believe this is all in your country? Rateb al-Nablusi, who in a fatwa once stated that all Jewish people are combatants, that means men, women, and children, while making the case for suicide bombings. Dar el-Hijra in Falls Church, Virginia, has been a hotbed of terrorist activity for years. Now, Bulsi's entrusted friend Estwani has been a very big fish in the Muslim Brotherhood's stealth jihad against the U.S. for years. In July of 2012, as Shubat.com reported, Christie held an iftar dinner at the governor's mansion, and Khatani was in attendance, and Christie publicly expressed support for Khatani while playing the race card against those who had a problem with his close relationships with such individuals. Though the video has been pulled from YouTube, that's a bad sign. When YouTube starts going pull and paste, that's not good. You can hear the five-part audio recordings of the speech here. In clip number 3, Christie welcomes Khatani just weeks after Christie defended what he perceived to be upstanding, constitutional-loving Muslims like Khatani against racist conservatives. Oh, so conservatives are racists, huh? Khatani expressed a desire to undermine the Constitution with blasphemy laws. I now believe he blocked the George Washington Bridge. And that would criminalize criticism of Islam. Interestingly, this is precisely why the Muslim Brotherhood pointed to the video. After the Benghazi attacks, it wanted to pass blasphemy laws. In 2011, Christie nominated Khatani's colleague and attorney, Sohail Mohammed, for Superior Court Judge in Passaic County. Sohail has since been confirmed, and Christie continues to insist that those who have a problem with it are bigots. Politicians will trade their mother for votes. I used to know a guy that was so despicable. I used to say, he's not all bad. On Mother's Day, he removes the for sale sign off her back. Christie embraces Sohail Mohammed at the latter's swearing-in ceremony. My friends, judges have to have terms, too. So there's only two comments. Why is our government bowing to these hateful people and our enemies? And the answer came back, because they're a bunch of idiots elected by yet more idiots. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We're in bigger trouble than River City when they got that pool hall. You don't know about that. So it's from a Broadway show called The Music Man. And he used to take advantage of juvenile delinquents and convince their parents what they needed was to occupy their time in band practice. And he used to sell all the instruments, you know, trumpets, trombones. So that's Wallen Schubert's little inside information. So let's go to a tune. Let me find a tune for you. And let me see. Here's one, a little lesson in love.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
Gunman went wild on a rampage in a FedEx facility in Georgia. And they got a picture outside the facility, and there's about 30 cops there. And somebody circled the picture. There's a sign on the window, and it says, "And no guns allowed." This picture above shows the scene outside the FedEx facility where Tuesday's mass shooting in Georgia took place. Notice carefully what sign is posted. That's right, it's a no firearms allowed sign. It is a tragic story. A FedEx employee injured six other people using a shotgun in the gun-free zone, three of whom are in critical condition and two of whom are in surgery, according to the hospital. After he had injured six, the employee used a gun to kill himself. Numerous 9/11 calls alerted police there was a shooter in the building, and more than 100 police and federal officers quickly swarmed in on the location. But despite the speed with which police got there, the damage has already been done. According to a hospital spokesman, two of the injuries were life-threatening, specifically those of a 28-year-old man and a 52-year-old woman. The hospital said the man was on a ventilator. The effectiveness of gun-free zones is a matter of continuing political debate, according to economist John Lott. With just one single exception, the attack on Congressman Gabriel Giffords in Tucson in 2011, every public shooting since at least 1950 in the U.S. in which more than three people have been killed have taken place where citizens were not allowed to carry guns. FedEx issued a statement in which they said is aware of the situation. Our primary concern is the safety and well-being of our employees, and we're cooperating with authority. Wait till they put up signs saying nuke-free zone. Then we're all going to be in trouble. I watched that Congressman Chaffetz. He exploded at the Benghazi hearings. He was very good. I like it when they explode. Speaking of exploding, there is a guy that's running for office. His name is Callahan. He's in Oregon, which is, he says it's two big cities in Oregon that are communist. Everybody else is conservative. He's running as an American against a communist. And he was invited to a newspaper's a forum on global warming and to speak. And apparently there was a girl who was, I guess they were all candidates maybe for Congress, and there was a girl who was giving her interpretation of what she thought, why she thought global warming was a farce. And one of the newsmen who was supposed to be taking notes on what she was saying wrote blah, blah, blah. And this guy Callahan saw him do it. And when it was Callahan's turn to talk, he lambasted the reporter for not having the courtesy and the decency to show respect to a woman. When he wrote blah, 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 and the reporter got real snotty with him. And he says, well, how do you feel about global warming? And Callahan said, it's a myth. And then the guy said to Callahan, how do you feel about the Easter Bunny? You know, and then Callahan, he just went at him, and he reminded him of what he did with blah, blah, blah. And then they asked Callahan to leave, because they thought they were in Rutgers, and no Liberty Bells Rutgers, and, you know, where the minority rules the majority, and the majority has to do what the minority says. You getting a little tired of that, or you haven't learned it yet? You know, Caps is shouting. Yes, you could go to jail for Caps. It is terrible. So what, did I tell you that we should have a no-nuke zone? This is a nuke-free zone? That's coming next, after the first nuke goes off. Do you think that the people in the Pentagon already have an overlay of which cities may be taken out by nukes and what the appropriate response will be? Do you think they have those speeches written already, you know, for the 2 o'clock press conference? Where they do the Academy Awards, I'd like to thank the sheriff, and I'd like to thank the sheriff's assistant and the sheriff's dog. I'd like to thank Mary, that was the stenographer. And you ever seen them? They do Academy Awards, or else they bring in the governor. Yeah. Oh, is this a chance for me to get reelected? I'll be there. What was it? A total catastrophe? And like, what's his name? Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, he's sure wasting a lot of black kids up there in Chicago. What, do they have 40 dead this week? Yeah. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Stand on the body and try and get everybody in the picture. Conservative versus brutal match, conservative versus liberal. You want to hear that story? You want to hear about Obama's birth certificate? Yeah, birth certificate. Yeah, it was done on a Cracker Jack box. Oh, I got a message. I'm going to go to a tune. I got a serious message. I got a
do bops a do, boom 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 boom.
Do bops a do, boom 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 boom.
I've been a time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
This is from America's Conservative News. Congressmen speak out on Obama birth certificate. It has been 3 years since Barack Obama released his forged birth certificate on the internet with the picture of Mickey Mouse in the corner. A reporter just asked a half a dozen members of Congress what they think of the controversy, and you won't believe some of the rather wacky answers. So let's see. What does Congress think? And then it got pictures of just average congressman. The U.S. Congress confirmed Obama's election unanimously twice, and that included the votes of Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul. Why do you suppose that happened? Answer, because not a single one of them, 535 members, believed the nutty story about the Obama's birth certificate is forged and that he was born in a foreign country. Obama has shown both his Hawaiian short form, BC, the certification of live birth, COLB, which is the official birth certificate. You know, Obama's plan to destroy the United States. Check here. Okay, let me see. Where were we? Obama has shown blah, blah, blah. And he has shown his long form from Hawaii, BC, and the officials of both parties in Hawaii have repeatedly confirmed the lie. And I'm ad-libbing here. You gotta read between the lines. Repeat, all the facts are exactly the same. Repeat, exactly the same as what they sent to him, and Obama's birth in Hawaii in 1961 is also confirmed by the public index data file. And the birth notices sent, they got to that file too, huh? And the public notices, let me tell you, man, this is a farce. We the symbol of the United States should be the buffalo, because we're all being buffaloed. Oh, and by the way, the conservative secretary of the state of Arizona asked the officials in Hawaii to confirm. Okay, so this guy's definitely, he voted for Obama. Wow, someone really loves swilling the Kool-Aid and fluffing the lemmings. I wonder how these morons remember to breathe. That's from Anonymous. And then Anonymous also says, Obama's official birth certificate lists the name of the hospital where he was born. No hospital in Hawaii had that name until 15 years after he was born. He may be good, but being born 15 years before that name arrived is quite a feat. And then fluffing the lemmings, you mean toe-booting them over the cliff. Come here, sweet little lemmings. I got a treat for you. Anonymous is doing, if these idiots would get to work and follow it out to the truth, all those bozos, a house of cards would be undone. Everything he has done would have no valid signature of the executive, and none of his appointees would be worth a rat's backside. And then Centrist 51 says, yes, Congress has gone along with Obama's claim to the presidency, but all that shows is their complicity in the fraud. And it gives further grounds to the removal of office of each and every member of Congress. My friends, one term per termite. I don't care how good he is, how honest he is. One term per termite. One term. That's it. $1 champagne contribution, be it GE or Joe the Plumber. No lobbies. Only lobbies should be in a hotel. That's it. Clean up your government. Get your vote back. That's what you've lost. You've lost your vote. People with money have canceled your vote. Let's see. You're absolutely correct. The U.S. Congress has become like the U.N., a place where we, the people's representatives, go to get themselves financially rich. That's right. They don't care about the paycheck. They're looking for the books. They're looking for the donations. They're looking to represent these people after they get out of office. They're spinning jobs to their associates who kick back. Come on, it's rotten. It stinks. You gotta Clorox the whole place. Anonymous, no BC, no right to run, no right to be president, no more issues with any appointee, any presidential order, so time spent on subsequent issues is a waste of time. I got to say, there's going to be a movement to impeach him. And God, I don't know how that's going to go, I really don't, but when it comes time to sign, I'm signing for impeachment. And I didn't want to do it. I thought that it would be the wrong thing to do. But I got to tell you, this crisis is bigger than him and the people that support him. This crisis is bigger than all of us, and we have to deal with it. And we got a clean House and Senate. Bottom line is still, one, no original verifiable birth certificate has ever been produced by Obama to be examined by experts. Two, multiple people, including at least one member of Obama's own family, have stated Obama was born in Africa. Three, regardless of where Obama was born, his father was never a U.S. citizen, which means he does not fit the definition of a natural-born U.S. citizen as originally intended by our founding fathers. Four, it appears Obama had citizenship in multiple countries, including Indonesia, which would also impact on the requirement of being a natural-born citizen. Obama has not allowed his U.S. passport records to be reviewed, as well as his college records, which would document what citizenship he claimed. Five, Obama's Selective Service papers appear forged, and he has a Social Security number of a deceased person born in Connecticut, but who died in Hawaii. Oh, man. Bottom line, Obama looks like a fake. In Arabic, it's called fakir. But like everything else this nation does nowadays, that's unconstitutional. I'm not surprised Congress and everyone else just turns a blind eye. Look what they did to Clinton. Clinton should have been impeached. They didn't have the Liberty Bells to do it. He was dirty, and he should have been impeached, and we could have saved on the loss of the pardon money. The Anonymous of May 4, 2014 has it right. Point number three, we have good records that show Barack Hussein Obama, the one POTUS recognizes as his father in print, was never a U.S. citizen, which is the single reason Obama the imposter could constitutionally never be president of this republic. No more proof is needed, even though it might be interesting to have. The POS member, I just realized what POS is, P-O-S, member of Congress who said he had more important things to do like, go after Eric Holder. Well, that's like Batman and Robin fighting with the Stooges while the Joker gets away. Yeah. Now they're going back to, how about the death of one in the plane crash of off a Hawaiian island? She had supposedly the Hawaiian birth certificate in a locked safe, and on and on and on. I didn't know that. And he got his Social Security card in the state he was born, in Connecticut. If he really wanted to prove his past, why not release his college application and records? He can't. It all comes down. And let me tell you something. You got a guy, the gay private, who protested the treatment of gays in the United States by stealing 200,000 secrets. I can't remember his name. And then you have the other guy, who is his Putin's now right-hand man, Snowden. He stole 800,000 secrets and memos and emails, okay? And that's two guys. We can't go into a college and get one piece of paper. Now, you tell me, who's got the best security? This one is racial. It all comes down because he is black. The Dems ran Obozo in this position simply because they knew they could use the race card, painting the GOP as racist every time they questioned about their candidate. Definitely they did. Not without a doubt, they did. But you know what? You know who's going to pay for this in the end? The next black candidate for president, because nobody's going to vote for him. He doesn't have a chance. Obama has ruined it for everybody that's coming behind him, including the Republican candidates. Nobody will say it. Nobody will say it. But you know my saying, the lips can say anything, but the heart doesn't lie. And when you're in the voting booth, you could have a change of heart. No time for understanding about how our silly Constitution says. We as a nation are too much into pot, drugs, sex, hot cars, and ourselves to care. The brass neck rings are being forged. Oh, I believe that. I believe that. You only have to go back to Nam. Do you know there's a book called Red Cocaine? And it's all about how America has been drugged into submission by the communists. And it's a book that goes back to the 1920s. And the Russians started to, the Chinese started to, under Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong had a statement that he was going to grow the best opium for Americans and give them a dose of what the British gave to the Chinese. And during Nam, the Chinese brought the best heroin and made it available to American troops for free. And not everybody was killed in action. There were ODs also. So let me see here. No time for understanding about what our silly Constitution... Oh, yeah, okay, we said that one already. Already, also, his publicity for his book, Dreams from My Father, whom he hardly knew, said that he was born in Kenya. Michelle refuted Kenya as Barack's home country. Sticking one's head in the sand is a stupid thing to do. It's better off just to face the truth and go on from there. Every time I see... I'm not going to say that one. Okay, we're finished with that interview. And that doesn't sound like it's, you know, too pro-Obama, right? That it sounds like people are, I'm going to give you a tune and I'm going to take a phone call. Hello. Oh, it's over. I'm sorry. I went in for a piece of cheese. Oh, it's still playing. Good. Oh, it's starting over. All right. All right. Okay. Out of chaos comes the Spirit of America party. Out of molehill comes the mountain. Spirit of America party. Let's see where we are here. We're going to X out of here. Let's see. Evolution's holdover. Watch what happens when Muslim idiot fires. Let's see what that. Watch what happens when he fires his RPG. I guess it blew up on him. Spawning psycho since 1928, Muslim Brotherhood. Obama thinks Satan's Sterling's rant was released same week as a Benghazi email. Oh, Obama thanks Satan. Sterling's rant was released the same week as the Benghazi email. Sarah Palin hammers wusses crying about her waterboarding terrorist. Yeah, she's right, man. And she's got her eye on Obama from her kitchen window. More Muslim butt-kissing. The Museum to Islam at Ground Zero. I told you about that in a show 2 days ago. Yeah, I said be sure that when they do their Museum to Islam, that they show how to cut a pilot's throat when he's sitting in a chair and how to stab a stewardess. And never forget that the 19 hijackers, mostly from Saudi Arabia, are saints in their religion today. They have committed the ultimate sacrifice, and therefore they get the biggest rewards. And Judge Jeanine Pirro destroys Obama over Benghazi, demands impeachment. Atheists versus Christians, disproving the wrong God. Atheists are communists. The communists hate religion. And the one they hate the most is the Catholic religion. Because the Catholic religion throughout the world is closer to the poor. And the communists need the poor for revolution. Romper Room, the once great Democrat Party. The once great Democratic Party of JFK and Daniel Patrick Moynihan, I wasn't too pleased with Moynihan, has become a romper room for radicals, spoiled brats, and psychos. We have a president who refuses to debate the merits of his issues. I did this. Great. When they say great minds run in the same channel, it isn't funny, it's insane. Polar bears, global warming, Harry Reid needing chicken, and they got a picture of three polar bears resting. And I did a polar bear. And you remember when the Greenpeace communists were saying the polar bears are starving up there and they're losing all their land while they take land in Nevada for themselves? You remember that? And was saying the polar bears were starving. So I had a picture of a polar bear hiding behind it and a glacier. And the caption read, "Help, help me, I'm starving. Here they come, get ready, guys." Yeah. And the other one was Al Gore was up here. You know, and the bears were all standing around. And I go, Al Gore was up here. He tastes just like chicken. And that's when I seen that chicken there, eating chicken. It reminded me. And then I also, in my book, I have a picture of a nuclear submarine just popped through the ice cap, and there's three polar bears walking on top of the sub. And a caption underneath I put, "Oh, boy, more Al-Qaeda. Did they know that the 72 virgins were polar bears?" Yeah. You remember they were saying that Cheney was making people, terrorists, disappear in Gitmo? unbelievable. And there's a story of a 90-year-old man. He was shot in the face, and he's being sued. If you own a gun, I need you to read this carefully. I recently came across an article about a man named Jay Leone. Jay was just a 90-year-old former sheriff's deputy enjoying a peaceful retirement. Let's see what it says. Caught off guard. Jay was a 90-year-old enjoying a peaceful morning at his home in Marin, California, when his worst nightmare came true. Without warning, bam, his door was kicked in by a career criminal who had just been released from prison named Samuel Cutrafelli. Caught off guard, Sam ordered 90-year-old Leon not to move as the house was scoured for valuables. But after a while, Leon insisted that he had to use the bathroom and convince this cap to let him go, and it was a ruse. Leon had a .357 hidden in the bathroom of his home. He grabbed it and ran back and pointed it at the burglar. Sam fired once, hitting Leon in the cheek. Three of Leon's shots hit their mark, but Samuel was able to wrestle the elderly man to the ground. He put the gun to his head, pulled the trigger, and it went click. Now wounded and out of options, Sam fled the scene of his crime, wounded and bleeding. He was soon picked up by law enforcement and taken to a hospital. Unfortunately, he survived, and now he's suing the man he tried to rob and kill. And that's where you are today. So now you got to get U.S. Concealed Carry Association insurance. Unbelievable. Okay, go back for a tune, and you know that tune that I played for you, that's On Your Stay-E. You know where you heard that tune, if it sounds familiar? It was in the movie Platoon. Okay, we're going to do a French tune. It's a nice one. You'll like it.
Choisir ma mort aussi. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir un jour de pluie et d'autres en plein soleil. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir seuls dans un lit, tranquille dans leur sommeil. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant les projecteurs. Oui, je veux mourir sur scène, le cœur ouvert tout en couleur. Mourir sans la moindre peine au dernier rendez-vous. Moi je veux mourir sur scène en chantant jusqu'au bout. Viens, mais ne viens pas quand je serai seul. Tous les deux on se connaît déjà. On s'est vu de près, souviens-toi. Choisis plutôt un soir de gala si tu veux danser avec moi. Ma vie a brûlé sous trop de lumière. Je ne peux pas partir dans l'ombre. Moi je veux mourir fusillé de laser devant une salle comble. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant. Le cœur ouvert tout en
do. Sorry about that. Okay, let's go back to the news. Let's see what we're looking at here. A GOP rep king blasts Dem rep's arrogant call to boycott a Benghazi probe. Let's see what that's all about. A top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee slammed. I hate pop-ups. Slammed his Democratic colleague Sunday for suggesting fellow Democrats boycott the newly announced committee tasked with probing the Benghazi attacks. Peter King from New York said doing so would be terribly arrogant and wrong. I got to tell you about Peter King. I thought he was halfway decent, but when he turned on Ted Cruz for the Rhinos, I lost all respect for him, and I don't trust him. I think he's missing one Liberty Bell. The call for a boycott was made by Adam Schiff, Democratic California, communist from California, during an interview. I'm going to stop calling them Democrats. On Fox News Sunday, he was responding to House Speaker John Boehner's announcement, "I don't trust Speaker Boehner and the Republicans, real mainstream Americans are calling for the Speaker to be Boehner to be fired." He was responding to Boehner's announcement would vote on a select committee. Watch, I'm going to tell you, you'll see Boehner's true colors if he tries to get Trey Gowdy off that committee. Then you'll see Boehner's true colors. He makes that move, you know, you got a rat. The congressman said Democrats should not give the select committee more credibility by joining, dismissing new evidence that Republicans have called a smoking gun. Schiff is trying to save his communist neck and his communist party. There's one comment, demo rats, spoil babies who can't handle anything that doesn't go their way. You know what? A common answer. When they finally are caught in a lie, you know what they say? So what? That's their final answer when they're going down the tubes. So let's go back and see what else. Barbara Lee said she'd support the $26 an hour minimum wage in California. You know why Barbara Lee wants to support that? Because she wants the tax money that goes along with it. Yeah. Oh, this one really bugs me, man. Homeland Security bought 1.7 billion rounds of ammunition. And let's see what they say the reason for that is. If they're loading up, they intend to kill Americans. Here's a guy, this is a pitch, and we don't want to see it. We're going to pass on it. Now, how do I get out of here? I got to get out. Okay, we're back to Barbara Lee. Abolish the minimum wage. Barbara Lee. Appearing on CNN's Crossfire, Congresswoman Barbara Lee advocated for raising the national minimum to $10.10 an hour. You know what? I'm for raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. But I tell you what, if it's now $7 and they're going to $10, that $3 raise should be tax-free. And if a guy that was making 15 is now going to 18, his $3 raise should be tax-free. Because the people at the bottom will probably not pay the taxes, but the people that will be incrementally also bumped along will be put into another tax bracket. Some of them will. And I say if the Democrats want to give money away, it should be tax-free money. The Democrats shouldn't make a penny on any wage increase, minimum wage increase. And you know what? The Democrats get credit, but the poor bastard that's got to pay the difference is the employer, and he gets no credit. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even get credit for paying the bill, which is not fair. He's made to look like the bad guy, and the communist government is made to look like the good guy. and the communist government doesn't spend a penny. It only takes in dollars. It is really sad. So what else we got here? Bacon is good for you. I love bacon. As a matter of fact, I'm a strong supporter. What's that movement they have, you know, with the funny people? The LBT? I'm a strong supporter of the LBT movement. Lettuce, bacon, and tomato. Who doesn't like lettuce, bacon, and tomatoes? George Will, Obamacare doomed under Constitution's origination clause. Republicans put padlock on tax reform. 11 with links to Al-Qaeda being questioned in MH370 probe. Oh, God. Oh, God. Members of a violent cell of Al-Qaeda linked terrorists are being questioned in connection with the disappearance of flight MH370, according to several British press reports. International law enforcement agencies, including the FIB, that used to be the FBI. I hope this new guy, what's his name, Coons or Combs, took it over. I hope he's no Mueller, and I hope he's no cover-up artist. I hope he goes out after all enemies, foreign and domestic. International law enforcement, it'll only take a little while to see how he's doing. I know he went out on his first day on the job. He arrested like 20 Democrats. So maybe there's hope for America yet. Give us a general for president, what was his name? McChrystal. Somebody that's been a combat general, so that we can do the two-minute drill in 1 minute. International law enforcement agencies, including M16, Malaysian authorities, are conducting intense interrogations of the 11 militants. Well, I hope they interrogate them in Malaysia, who range in age from 22 to 55, include students, business professionals, and a young widow. They were all arrested in Malaysia last week. And that story's in the New York Post. That would be interesting. We know we got two Iranians on the plane. Right? Is that true or what? Yeah, there were two Iranians. But the American press, you know, Pravda Jr., they're saying they were not terrorists. They gave them the official non-terrorist seal of approval. An officer with the Counterterrorism Division of Malaysia's Special Branch said the arrests have increased concern that terrorists may have taken control of the plane. The possibility that the plane was diverted by militants is still high on the list. International investigators have asked for a comprehensive report on the new terror group. The official revealed the suspect admitted planning sustained terror campaigns in Malaysia, but insisted their group had nothing to do with the plane. The Beijing-bound plane vanished 2 months ago. The massive hunt has not found anything. Really sad. Really sad. And that Korean ferry, that wasn't terrorism, but that was really sad. That's a real heartbreaker. So many young kids. Americans need to wake up to green movement's radicalism. Oh, definitely, it's communist-led. Communist-controlled and communist-led. You want to hear about it? Or you want a tune? You want a tune? I'm sorry, I busted up that French tune. That was a nice tune. Here, we'll give you a little Italian.
I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, with her sad pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, with her sad pizzeria. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I adore you. Viva you bene, Angelina, I live for you. And passione, you have set my heart on fire. listens to my song. I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be a my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with the girl that serves spumoni, and Angelina will be mine. Chill alone, I met the man, I'm on my way. Pick me a good tarot, I'm on my way, I got you do. See to do, you love the gandhi, eat the bay, eat the venice, and we'll instrument in a man of this. See to me, you have the zeal, instrument, you be give me a. Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, bacala. Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, bacala. Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, bacala. Zumba, 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 bacala. Tell my little miss mother, mama, me, the mother, darling. Pick me a cucarada, mamma mia, been passing you. Sit in on your fish, I heard you, eat the bar, eat the van, separate bacalala, mother did. Sit you make your fantasy, bacalala, mother did. Oh, 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 mamma, you need a good soup, my bacalala, oh, mamma.
Okay, the greenies won't wake up until after the fact. Check it out. Can opinion turn against not-so-jolly green giant? How much of a toll on the American economy does the green movement have to charge before Americans start to wake up to the dastardliness of radical environmentalism? Everything is radical. No, it's not. It's a smooth agenda. They've been working on it for years. They're communist-led, communist-inspired. They hate this country. And under the guise of pretending to love it, they destroy it. Last month, we saw firsthand one impact of Big Green on our economy with the White House announcement that the Keystone Pipeline won't be built for at least 6 more months. Obama has no intentions of building that pipeline. 10,000 blue-collar jobs, almost all paying more than $50,000 a year, down the drain. You want to know something? They're bragging about they put 288,000 people to work this last quarter or month. They're bragging about that. I could put 60,000 people to work tomorrow, just like that. With the snap of a finger, I could put 60,000 people to work tomorrow. You know how? Pumping gas. Make it a law. The gas companies got to provide the gas pumpers. Women shouldn't have to get out of their cars to pump gas. They're exposing themselves to all kinds of problems. They need helicopter husbands. And besides that, they get that on their fur coats. The smell of the gasoline. You know what that's like on a $20,000 mink? You know what I'm saying. No, that's you put 60,000 people to work tomorrow. There's 30,000 gas stations that could use a pumper. Could use two pumpers. The day pumper and the night pumper. That's how easy it is to put people to work. And they don't need a PhD. They don't need a BBS. A Bachelor of BS. Okay, 10,000 blue-collar jobs. And the post continues on wheelzippers.us. Oh, we're saving the piping plover. And we're shutting down Farmer Jones. We didn't need that food. The world doesn't need that food. Yeah. Occupy Earth. Did you know Earth Day is Lenin's birthday? That's how communist this movement is. Russians, communists are big on dates. Always remember that. Can opinion turn against? And also remember this. When the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And the best example is the ACLU. They lost today, and tomorrow they're back in court from a different angle. Or they're back in court with a different judge. They never give up. So when they lose, they win. Okay, so the polls, American, deep-pocketed. Last month we saw firsthand one impact of Big Green on our economy. That's the Keystone Pipeline. It's a project that polls show almost all Americans want. Americans don't realize that's their oil. They're entitled to it, and they're entitled to low prices. It's one of the benefits of being American. If they're charging $4 a gallon of gasoline in Europe, or whatever it is in Europe, probably more, but we don't have to pay $4 here. We got our own stuff in the ground. We bring it out, a buck a gallon we'll settle for. But the communists that don't want you to have it, they're saving that for when the Russians take over. They're going to need it for their tanks. 10,000 blue-collar jobs, almost all paying more than 50 grand down the drain. Then the Los Angeles Times recently warned that electric prices could be driven upward in California. And the president said, if you elect me, I'll double your electric bill. And the people said, yes, yes, because I don't want to be labeled a racist. Yes, charge me more. And other states due in part to renewable energy mandates that cause electric power shortages and spike prices, yet they're burning babies for power. I don't know if it's Washington State or Oregon, but they're taking in aborted children from Canada, and they're burning them for power, to generate electricity. And spike prices paid by homeowners. Yes, energy mandates that cause electric power shortages. Meanwhile, around the country, do you see what they do up in the Ukraine? They got water. Oh, no, this was in Africa. In Nigeria, like a town just got water, and they got electricity, but they don't have it all day. They only have it, you know. They have alternate side of the street electricity. You got to run your toaster across the street on Tuesdays, because Tuesdays is the other side of the street. Meanwhile, around the country, from Seattle to Bangor, Maine, property owners are locked into fights with green groups. Green groups are destroying the economy of the United States, led by the EPA. Destroying the economy of the United States. I never seen anything like it in my life. You got a smog-related industry. You fine them until they go out of business or they sell it to the Chinese, and then somebody gets a payoff. Somebody gets a kickback. And not only that, but the government has a responsibility to preserve that industry and should be providing funds to help it clean it up. But no, they're going to put them out of business so that China will catch up with us and they will have a man on the moon very shortly. Preventing people from building on their land in responsible and productive ways. out west, the Endangered Species Act, I recall that act right away, has become an endanger, the Oil and Gas Industry Act, as energy companies confront higher regulatory hurdles and bans. Too many lawmakers in Washington, too many lawyers in Washington. It's time to send fishermen, oystermen, farmers, businessmen, get rid of, you don't need that many lawyers. You can always consult with a lawyer. Just because a guy's a lawyer doesn't mean he has to be a senator or a congressman. You vote, you build your country using the people that are building it. Whole communities that depend on natural resource development are being wiped out. Big Green is already, Big Red it should be, is already fast in work, at work wiping out America's coal industry. The Chinese will take all the coal we can produce, with entire mining towns nearly shut down in states like Kentucky and West Virginia. If I lived in those two states, man, I would be tar and feathering every politician that caused me that problem. Thanks to the left's war on coal. They call it the left. You got to stop calling it the left. It's not the left. It's the Communist Party of North America, formerly the Democrat Party. Liberal means communist. Progressive means communist. Left means communist. Right wing, there is no right wing. There is a strong mainstream American group. That's what right wing is. Right wing is mainstream American. These are small towns where the median household income is less than $40,000 a year. Liberals used to pretend to care about these people. They only pretend to care about them. If they worked in a nursing home, they would smother everybody when nobody was looking. This green tyranny is becoming an oppressive force, shrinking the U.S. economy, destroying jobs, and eviscerating property rights. And we got a big problem. Now our young ones are going to work and they're lazy. I don't know if it's from computer ass, video game blindness, but they're not country builders. They're being classified as lazy, and that'll be the next excuse to bring in foreign help. Why should I hire one whining, ineffective, inefficient college graduate when I can get three Mexicans for the same price? The modern-day green movement is not run by people who want to keep the air we breathe and the water we drink clean or safeguard endangered species like tigers and bald eagles, which they kill with their propellers, or prevent blight. Every sane person is for that. It is run by radicals. They are radicals. When that APA guy said we use the Roman tactic of divide and conquer and kill the first 15 to make examples and the others will fall in line, you know you got a bad guy, you got a bad program. Shut down the EPA and back off the Greenpeace movement, the communist Greenpeace movement. Having said that, we'll go for a tune. One tune coming up. We'll sing about America the Beautiful. No thanks to the EPA. convict Jackson Jr., Jesse Jackson Jr., gets $8,700 a month disability for mood disorder. I should be so crazy. That's what the headline is. Convict Jesse Jackson Jr. We have military members that are 100% disabled and they don't collect $8,000 a month. Check it out. Whenever you hear our dear politicians in Washington say there's nothing more to cut or that they're just like us, let me give you a friendly reminder. As Breitbart reported, after his jail sentencing, convicted ex-Congressman Jesse Jackson receives $8,700 per month in government disability pay, as well as his partial federal pension of $45,000. You see, you do one term of office and you get a pension. Isn't that something? That generous $8,700 in disability comes thanks to Jackson's sudden development of a mood disorder as the federal government began looking to indict him. Jackson was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, had no history of mental illness during his prior 17 years in Congress, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jackson Jr. eventually gets a pardon from his Chicago buddy, Barack Hussein Obama bin Laden. Yeah. Post continues at Alan B. West, or Alan West is the one that's complaining about that. Well, you want to hear the rest? There's Alan West, good American, great American. Savage hates that saying, great American. He hates Sean Hannity and anybody that calls. They go, how you doing? You're a great American. Yeah, you're a great American too. Savage goes bonkers. Goes ballistic, man. I want to call him up and go, hiya, Mike, you're a great American. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. We have no tolerance for comments. I like that one. I firmly believe the Congressional Pension Program needs to be reformed, along with instituting term limits for members. Oh, one term per termite. That's it, man. You can't allow this cancer to metastasize over any longer period than 4 years or 6 years. That's it, man. One term per termite. Get your crap and get out. And when a new guy comes in, he goes, well, how am I going to figure out who's paying me off? The other guy didn't tell me. Well, you'll have to learn on your own. Okay, I'll wing it. As I flew out to San Diego for Kyle Petty Charity Ride Across America, my prayer on National Prayer Day is that Americans wake up and realize there's more to life than Dancing with the Stars and Donald Sterling-type distractions. Yes, that is true. The communists know how to blame and deflect. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. You want to hear what some of the comments were? Need to extend his stay, but first eliminate the overpayment. Breath not being held. Suppressive or antisocial people can't see consequence. They won't take responsibility for their crimes. We'll minimize them by feigning sickness immediately after getting caught. I think that one of the most recent things that I came to experience through a close friend, there was a girl working in an office, and she wasn't good at completing her tasks assigned. And then she told some of the girls that were working there that she was dying of cancer. And everybody felt so bad, and they started to, like, you know, help her with the work and absorb some of it and cover for her when she called in sick, and, you know, and I think they even took up some money for her. Turned out she had a heroin habit. That was her cancer. Jesse's father is yet uncaptured, continues making everyone else wrong, leaving the rest of us sick of both. And the guy signs it, Semper Fi Nam 66-67. God bless you. God bless you. There's a special place in heaven for Nam vets. Can he be sued civilly for his ill-gotten gains? One of the things he bought for himself while he was on a spree was a $75,000 watch. He was having a good old time. Yeah, and some of these guys, when they get elected, like President Obama bin Laden, they think they hit the lotto. And they spend like it. It would be nice to know which mood disorder, since there is more than one. Really, most amounts to SSDI or $1,700 or less. When you're in jail, I believe you're not allowed to collect pay. Oh, excuse me, different rules for some people. A lot of vets responded on this one. Military people, active duty or retired, lose their benefits while in the pokey. Not these guys. Speaking of guys in the pokey, there are guys on suicide watch in Fort Leavenworth who don't deserve to belong there and need a new trial. They were buddies. They were cell buddies of Lieutenant Michael Behenna, who was sentenced to 15 years for premeditated murder in a combat zone by the communists that are running the Pentagon. Man, I'll tell you, if Patton was alive today and he walked through that Pentagon, all you would hear would be gunshots. I'm a disabled veteran, and I receive $1,136 a month for 21 years service, and this asswipe criminal gets $8,700 plus pension while in prison. There's going to be a lot of people when the revolution comes that are going to be looking for congressmen and senators. Yeah. Oh, man. And you want to see an army change sides? That can happen, especially when they're ordered to kill their cousins and their uncles. If I went to prison, I'd lose my disability, and blacks have the damn nerve to say the white man is holding them down. When all I see are blacks driving Mercedes, Audis, BMWs, Cadillac Escalades, even Jaguars around where I live, and then this shows up, it's a damn outrage. Damn communist Democrats. There you go. Have a communist, he's got it, have really corrupted our nation, pandering to Muslims, illegal invaders from Mexico, homosexuals, and abortionists, and environmental terrorists and whack jobs from the UN. When in the hell is it going to end, Lieutenant Colonel West? When? That's a hot guy. That's a hot guy. His name is Sergeant Snuffy. Not only that, Sergeant, they drove those cars to the welfare room. Oh, man, we're in trouble. You know what? I'd end welfare in a week. That would be it, man. It would be panic time throughout the nation. Everybody would have to have a job. And you can't find one? You come down to the office. I got a job for you. Yeah. Have you ever used a broom before? You have to go for broom training. I salute you, Sergeant Snuffy. What a slap in the face. The lowlife's getting $104K a year. He's going to prison, so he files for disability, and naturally he gets it. They know how to rob. The robbers know how to rob. I agree with you 100%. It's like having the lowlifes rule the nation. Everything they ever thought of turns to Shia and is never funded. Dems are great at mathematics, but never learn mathematics, and the idiots vote them in because the idiots think they're going to get a piece of the action. Is there anyone in Congress who has the moral fortitude to put stop to this nonsense? Nope. Congress won't move, neither Rhino or Communist Party. They will not do it because they don't have to, and you will go away. Disability, along with the rest of the scams, it should be based on what you've done voluntarily. No one should be forced to subsidize this crook, no millions like them. Insurance scams. Since when is the disability for being a thief and a crook? Is it a disability? His mood swings. Knew he was caught. Oh, man. It is really sad. Let me close this ad that's blocking half of the sentences here. I hate pop-ups. God bless Colonel West, who says the government ain't corrupt. It is filthy. It is so dirty, you won't believe it. Even the honest ones are crooked because they don't realize that they're crooked. What an unmitigated disgrace. Shame on the lawmakers. One term per termite. That's it, man. Hey, how are you? Yeah, how many months you got left? Three. Oh, yeah, you're running again. I can't run. They passed the law. That's right. Get your ass out of there. By law, if incarcerated, it's supposed to stop. That is what I also heard. They've changed. Look what they did on the inside trading. They got caught doing inside trading. They passed a law that said everybody who does inside trading goes to jail except the House and the Senate. So Americans said, what are you doing? You're breaking the law and you made it legal to break the law. And they said, okay, okay. You know what? We'll rescind the law. So they rescinded the law for 30 days. And when nobody was looking, they reinstated it. And they're back to inside trading. I call it tradering. Boy, a lot of people are going to be upset when they learn about that, but you ain't going to hear about it in the communist Pravda press. Yeah, that's a good one. I hope West pushes it. And it's Jesse Jackson's son. You want to know something? You know how hard it is to get a Budweiser franchise? You can't get a Budweiser franchise. It is impossible. Impossible. I had guys offer me money just to get a container load of Budweiser into the Middle East. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. And Jesse Jackson's son got a franchise for Chicago. How's that? How's that? Worked his way up. He was on the loading dock, and then he went inside. Yeah, BS. It was a phone call, and he had it. Everybody can be intimidated. Everybody can be bought. You see what the narco-terrorists do? They offer you a silver or lead. What do you want? What are you going to take? Especially when you're powerless and your government can't protect you. Like the government of Mexico, who chases all its undesirables and unfeedables into the United States and blames us for not taking care of them. The 13th largest economy in the world is Mexico. And they can't feed their own people? What, are you kidding me? Okay, we're out of time. I'll close with Americano, because everybody wants to be an Americano except the Americanos.
Americano, Americano, gotta buy a diamond ring, 'cause that's
get lucky.